Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod. This is a show where we discuss SpaceX, NASA, and spaceflight. I'm your host, Will Walden. Today's episode is about the Sun. A giant coronal hole, over five times larger than Jupiter, has recently been observed in the Sun's atmosphere. And this event is causing a powerful solar wind to surge through our own solar system. A coronal hole is essentially a vast region in the Sun's atmosphere where the solar magnetic field is open, allowing solar winds to escape more freely. And unlike sunspots or solar flares, coronal holes are not immediately visible in optical light, but are distinctly seen in ultraviolet wavelengths. Recently, this coronal hole was positioned in such a way that it faced Earth, directing a stream of solar particles towards our own planet. And while this might sound alarming, the impact on Earth was relatively mild, leading to a minor solar storm. And such solar phenomena are part of the Sun's normal activity cycle, which includes periods of heightened activity known as solar maximum. During these times, the Sun exhibits increased numbers of sunspots, solar flares, coronal mass ejections, and also coronal holes. The current solar activity aligns with the solar maximum, anticipated to peak in 2024. And this phase is characterized by a reversal in the Sun's magnetic field polarity, a fascinating event that occurs approximately every 11 years. Now, sunspots are well-known features, appearing as temporary, cooler, and darker areas on the Sun's surface due to intensified magnetic fields. Solar flares and coronal mass ejections are explosive events, often linked to these sunspots. Now, coronal holes, though, are less dramatic but also significant. They appear as large, dark patches in ultraviolet images, cooler and less dense than their surroundings due to the open magnetic fields lines that allow solar wind to escape more easily. And the solar wind emanating from these holes is more intense than usual. When Earth lies in its path, it can lead to geomagnetic storms, though typically of a lower intensity. And the recent coronal hole, now rotating away from Earth, is notably huge, measuring about 800,000 kilometers across. The size is significantly larger than Jupiter, offering a scale of its vastness. Now, when the coronal hole was facing Earth, it led to solar winds impacting our planet. The resulting solar storm, however, was classified as G1 to G2 by NOAA, the mildest category, with minimal noticeable effects on Earth. And during each solar storm, particles from the solar wind interact with Earth's magnetosphere. This interaction leads to beautiful auroral displays at the poles, can sometimes affect power grids, satellite operations, and communication systems. Now, coronal holes differ from solar flares and coronal mass ejections in that they do not actively propel solar material outwards. Instead, they allow a steady, more powerful flow of solar wind due to the open magnetic field. The current solar cycle has been stronger than initially anticipated. It has produced impressive auroral displays at latitudes where such phenomena are rarely observed. And despite the impressive size and activity of the current coronal hole, the overall solar activity in this cycle is not breaking any records. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, predicts a maximum sunspot number of 173 for the cycle. While this figure indicates a robust level of solar activity, it remains below the average peak of 179 sunspots. Moreover, it is significantly lower than the record high of 285 sunspots recorded during the 19th solar cycle in March of 1958. Now, the context is important, as it helps in understanding the relative intensity of the current solar cycle in comparison to historical data. And the significance of these predictions lies in their implications for understanding solar behavior and preparing for potential impacts on Earth. Sunspot numbers serve as a key indicator of solar activity, with higher counts typically correlating with more frequent and intense solar events such as flares and coronal mass ejections. While the current cycle's peak sunspot number is below average, it still represents a considerable level of activity that warrants close monitoring. Scientists and space weather forecasters closely watch these developments to predict and mitigate the effects of solar activity on satellite communications, power grids, and other technologies reliant on solar-based systems. It's also noteworthy to consider the unpredictability inherent in solar dynamics. And while the predicted peak sunspot number is a valuable tool for forecasting, the sun often presents surprises. The current cycle, for instance, has also shown stronger than expected activity, leading to some remarkable auroral displays at unusually low altitudes. This unpredictable nature of solar activity underscores the importance of continuous observation and studies. It enables scientists not only to refine their understanding and predictions of solar behavior, but also to improve preparedness for the varying impacts of solar activity on our technologically dependent society. Now, as the sun approaches the peak of its activity cycle, we can expect much more intriguing phenomena. While most impacts on Earth are very mild, these events remind us of our planet's dynamic relationship with our star, continually shaping our space environment. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. I really do appreciate your support throughout the years that I've been doing this show. Now, if you want to support us even more, hit the subscribe or the follow button on your podcast platform that you're listening on right now. Helps us out just a little bit. We get a new listener, which is awesome. Welcome to the Flight Club if you hit the subscribe button. We do appreciate you. And if you want to help more, go to patreon.com/stagezero. StageZero. And you can help us out over there and support our show. And we have a lot of Patreon supporters that continue to support us throughout the months. So without you, we couldn't do it. Also, I want to say thank you to our sponsor, StarshipShirts.com. If you want to get Starship-inspired and SpaceX-inspired and NASA-inspired gear, go over there, StarshipShirts.com, and pick yourself up a t-shirt. Any size, they ship anywhere, and they're printed just for you. Also, every episode of the show is about 10 minutes or under. We post every single day. So make sure to hit the subscribe button so you get all the latest news from NASA, SpaceX, and other spaceflight companies. Please take care of yourselves and each other, and I will see you tomorrow.